check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. What, another Thursday without Steve Wiltfong? Yes, he is still on the beach, getting tanned, rested, and refreshed after a long recruiting cycle. Guess who doesn't take vacations? The Dean of Ohio State Recruiting, Bill Kerlick, and he joined us again today. Bill, how goes it?
Going well. I did, though, Dan. I took my first vacation earlier this recruiting cycle in October, 3 days in Arizona. That was kind of nice, but we've got recruiting to talk about.
Bill, that was your first scheduled vacation since?
Since I started with Bucknuts 12, 13 years ago.
And there you have it. So we will talk recruiting today. We are also going to talk about the transfer portal. Bill Kerlick is nothing if not completely versatile, and he is on that as well. We've got three names to discuss when it comes to the portal. We've got several names to discuss in recruiting when it comes to finishing off the class of 2022. We will start with the name that's the hottest on Bucknuts right now, and that is Tanner McAllister, a starter in the secondary at Oklahoma State. Ohio State hired Jim Knowles, Oklahoma State defensive coordinator. Tanner McAllister entered the transfer portal. Now everyone thinks Tanner McAllister is coming to Ohio State. I actually agree with them. Based on what I have seen from him and what I've read in other spots and talked to other people, I think what you've got here is a nickel corner and kind of a guy who knows the defense. As I said to Bill before the show, just the way Bill Parcells traveled with Richie Anderson, it looks like Jim Knowles may be traveling with Tanner McAllister. You spoke to him, Bill. What do you think?
Well, there's no question he's interested in Ohio State. He told me last night that, as he put it, that Knowles is his man. He obviously has experience playing for Knowles. He started this past season all 11 games, I believe it was, for Oklahoma State. They had a great defense. And the year before that, he played quite a bit. Obviously, he would bring a lot of experience and he would also bring to Ohio State the ability to play safety or the nickel corner, either one. Ohio State certainly at safety, you know, they could be very good depending on Josh Proctor, but they also can use help. And, you know, the interesting thing I think with the transfer portal is Ohio State has used that very effectively to bring in a guy that they really need at a certain position that's a great player. Hence, you know, think Justin Fields. Think Jonah Jackson when he came in. They needed a guard that year, and he came in, and he was outstanding. But they also now, the way the transfer portal has moved forward, they can use it as a depth situation too, helping out. Somebody can come in and make a big difference. They're not going to be Michigan State, where I believe the Spartans brought in 21 transfer portal guys. That's not going to be Ohio State. High school recruiting is going to be their lifeblood, but they can use the transfer portal in a couple different ways to help out.
One of those ways, Bill, I think, is guys who they wanted from the area, and by that I mean Ohio and the Midwest even, who go away to school, maybe things don't go the way they want. There may be a road back home for them, and I'm speaking of Jamonte Trainum from Akron, Hoban, a running back linebacker prospect his name came up late in his recruiting process. He chose Arizona State. Now there's whispers of him coming home. You spoke to him as well, Bill. What's the latest?
Yeah, DeMonte and I, we talked a lot when he's being recruited out of high school by Iowa State. And, you know, he's an outstanding young man. I always enjoyed talking to him. Very personable. Went to Arizona State, as you mentioned, signed with the Sun Devils, and has played there and all, but is in the transfer portal. He told me when I talked to him that absolutely he's interested in Ohio State. We'll see what happens. He said that he would be willing, as he put it, to play whatever position he needs wherever he ends up, whether it be a high school or somewhere else. Wherever he's needed, he'd be willing to do that, whether that be linebacker or running back. One of the things coming out of high school was that even though a lot of people thought he was an even better linebacker than running back, he was a very good running back. And he wanted to play running back, and he went to Arizona State and has got to play. He averaged over 5 yards a carry the past two seasons at Arizona State. So he is, a viable running back. But, you know, talking about the depth and the need and everything that we just talked about, there is opportunity at Ohio State as a linebacker. So we will see where that heads.
The guy you've actually spoken to the most is a name we hadn't heard before, and that is Jared Verse from the University of Albany. This would be the transfer portal avenue of a dude that goes to college as one guy, blows up, and becomes much more attractive to your Power 5 types like Ohio State. The latest on Verse?
Well, he's supposed to get home today, actually. Albany College is in New York. He is originally from the East. He's from Pennsylvania. But his family moved to Arizona, and that's where they live now. So he's making his way back home to Arizona from the East. He should get there sometime today, and then he's going to sit down and talk things over with his family and kind of see where everything is at. He's made 4 official visits so far, Syracuse, Houston, Tennessee, and Florida State. Obviously, has one left. Iowa State, he is very interested in for that 5th official visit. And he, he has talked with Ryan Day. He got to speak with Ryan Day earlier this week. And, you know, he's interested. I think, though, like I said, he's going to talk things over with his parents. And after he does that, sometime in the next few days, we'll have a better read on what he is going to do. He's a 6'4", 250-pound defensive end, hybrid-type guy that had as a first-year guy at Albany, University of Albany, he had, I think, 13 and a half sacks this past season. So he's a guy certainly that is of interest.
The portal works both ways. People can use it to leave the program as well. Bill, I doubt Ohio State's going to be doing a lot of recruiting at Little Elm High School in Texas. Terrence Brooks gave us the yah, and now Ryan Watts, Little Elm alum, is also headed to Texas. Your thoughts on Watts' exit?
That wasn't surprising. He had been thinking about leaving. And, you know, that's kind of where, to me, Tanner McAllister comes in a little bit because, you know, what was Ryan Watts playing at Ohio State? Well, he started out as a corner. He then moved to safety. Then he moved back to corner. So, there you have it. You know, as you talked about, Dan, the situation with Tanner McAllister, safety, nickel corner, you know, he could certainly be a guy to replace Ryan Watts. I wasn't surprised that Watts is leaving. I thought there was a chance that he would stay. I know he went back and forth a bit on that, but he ended up leaving. And I don't think anybody's surprised that he ended up at Texas.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about putting the finishing touches on the class of 2022.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
All right, we are back. The recruiting process has changed now with the change in the calendar, but still several names in 2022 Ohio State is pursuing. Several I could see them getting. Several appear to be a long shot at this point. I'm just going to give you the four names, Bill, and you can break them down in order as you see fit. Hero Canoe, Omari Abor, Carson Hemsman, and Kristen Miller.
Well, let me start by saying, you know, I would not be shocked if any of those guys ended up at Ohio State. And, you know, that some people feel like in the case of Carson Hensman, he's from Wisconsin. He's going to go to Wisconsin. As Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. Carson Hensman is seriously considering Ohio State. And that's why Ohio State is why he has not signed with anyone, because he just is torn between Ohio State and Wisconsin. And that one is really, in my mind, a coin flip right now. He would have liked to have signed during the early signing period, even though he is playing basketball and not an early grad. He certainly was very open to signing during the early signing period, just that he can't make up his mind. He's going back and forth between the two schools, and that would be a huge addition to Ohio State's 2022 class. He is one of the top interior linemen in the class of 2022. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'll be in Texas for the All-American Bowl in San Antonio, and he'll be there, and we'll see if he's any closer at that point to making a decision. But really, there's no sense of urgency right now with him. He's got until, you know, he can go and he's not going to be able to sign now anyway, till National Signing Day in February. So when he feels right, he'll make his decision and it'll be one of the two schools. The other one that people sometimes think there's no chance at landing is Kristen Miller from Georgia. And I can tell you from talking to people in Georgia, that one is like another situation where he's gone back and forth between Georgia and Ohio State as to which way he's going. And, you know, it's really hard to say. I think, you know, if you want to play the safe money, so to speak, you pick Georgia because, you know, he's there and everything. But he really likes Ohio State. And Antoine Jackson from the same school has really let him know how good the situation is at Ohio State and all. So we'll see on that one. Hero Canoe is going to announce at the All-American Bowl in Texas. And I would be very, very surprised if it wasn't Ohio State. I would be shocked. I've crystal balled him to Ohio State. I feel like that's where he's going to go. And he would fill a huge need for the Buckeyes. And then you've got Omari Abor. I think most people have felt like he's going to end up at Ohio State. He will be in Florida at the Under Armour game playing in that one. Most people have felt it's going to be Ohio State. But then Texas kind of got involved late and is maybe put some intrigue into that situation. But I still have Omari Abor crystal ball to Ohio State.
And that will be gift wrapped under the tree for Ohio State, we hope. This will be the last BM5 until Monday. We hope everyone has a happy holiday weekend. We really appreciate the Dean stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.